Hello, hello, and welcome to Cybercast. Today on the show, we are going to talk about autonomous negotiators. What are they? Well, it looks like there are many companies that sit on a quiet mountain of long-tail supplier contracts that leak value when no one has the time to haggle. Who has no time to haggle? Everyone needs to have time to haggle, you know? Okay, enter Pactum. Pactum helps us. So, I am Ronnie Anholt, your trusted Cybercast host, and our guest is Margus Anvelt, Head of Security and Compliance at Pactum, the platform that negotiates those small but many agreements on your behalf, at scale, potentially saving millions for the customers. So, what about the dark side of the coin? Well, the dark side is that all of this is done digitally in the realm of cyber, and also in the mix there is something that is called AI. Does that sound dangerous or what? So, Margus will share Pactum's journey, the security measures that are in place, and how working with partners like NeverHack Estonia has helped keep their platform secure. And the Court of Cyber is in session. Margus, welcome.
Hi, pleasure to be here.
Margus, who are you?
Hi, Margus. as you already mentioned, I'm the Head of Security and Compliance at Pactum, so So I guess I'll take a minute or two to dig deeper a little bit. So I've been working in kind of the startup area for over a decade now. Worked with autonomous robots before that in a smaller defense startup, which was way before the time that, you know, kind of defense startups were a big thing.
Okay.
And now I've been at Pactum for almost 5 years now, and yeah, it's been interesting.
So, I believe that our listeners want to know, what problems does Pactum solve?
Well, Pactum solves problems for kind of, I guess, large enterprises and their procurement teams. So we're helping their procurement teams reach higher potential and kind of getting better deals.
How do they do that?
So I guess this most simplest way to describe what we do is using the kind of long tail example, right? Mm-hmm. So as I mentioned, we work with some of the larger companies, Fortune 500, Fortune 2000, roughly kind of the 50 top out of there. So they have a lot of partners or let's call them partner suppliers who they, you know, procure something from.
Okay.
There's a lot of those kind of more strategic partners. And then there's still a fair portion of these kind of smaller, not as strategic partners where they might still, you know, procure something, but not in large enough scale that it makes sense to annually renegotiate and have their own procurement people kind of go back and forth with the supplier teams.
Like pens and bananas.
Yeah, banana is a great example. Let's say Walmart, you know, wants to procure bananas. They might have some, you know, big partners. They might have some smaller ones, and for the long tail, for the smaller ones, the large number of smaller deals, Pactum's solution is ideal because we automate the kind of all of these negotiations that before us they weren't negotiated at all. So mm-hmm. They left a lot of value on the table because they were just kind of auto renew .
So you have 1,000 contracts, smaller, larger ones. You're a human. You can focus only on, you know, fixed number of those. You are a human. You have your capacity, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So now that we understand the problem, how do you solve that? What is the Pactum solution?
In a nutshell. As I said, we automate the negotiations that otherwise either would not be negotiated or would not be maybe as feasible to negotiate with humans. And of course, it gives, I guess, better control and kind of it empowers the procurement teams to do more with less people. I mean, I'm not saying we're kind of removing jobs from procurement people. We're enhancing their work. So empowering them. So you could do more with less or the same amount of people. You could still do a lot more.
How does it look like?
So in simple terms, we I mean, we get a new client, we understand their need and how we can assist them, and then we, with the customer team, we built the negotiation. So we kind of set the parameters, what they're expecting out of it, what is their main goal? Is it, you know, better terms in terms of you know, payment days, or do they want to get the price down? So we kind of, you know, get all this in place, and then yeah, we get a list of suppliers, and then we have our autonomous negotiation platform, you know, reach out to these suppliers via email. It's in simple terms, it's very much like a kind of a standard chatbot like interface, and all of these suppliers who receive the email, they can start negotiating.
Okay, so basically a bot sends an email. Me as a supplier, I get an email. I want kilogram Walmart wants kilogram of bananas from me, and then we start to discuss via email.
Exactly. I mean, you don't start discussing via email per se. I mean, email is just the initial kind of reach out. After that, they are the suppliers are directed to our, you know, software as a service, like a web page, where they can interface with the negotiation bot.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So it's a bit strange, unconventional, let's say. How do the suppliers, how do they feel? They maybe you want to haggle with the person, right? Not with the bot.
Yeah, I mean, haggle maybe is not the best word, but okay. But yeah, I mean, negotiate, right?
Negotiate.
I think the feedback has been kind of very positive from the supplier side. As I said, a lot of these didn't even have the, I mean, they weren't able to kind of voice their needs to the large enterprise that they're working with. So with this platform, we're actually providing them the opportunity to actually kind of, you know, say what's important for them, because a negotiation doesn't need to be kind of a zero-sum game. Both sides can actually win something out of it. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it has been overwhelmingly good feedback, I would say, from the suppliers.
Okay. So, and the parameters of the discussion, well, there's an AI there, and AI, you have some kind of secret, like your range, which you are willing to, you know, discuss, or?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, secret. So it's called a value function, yeah. So there mm-hmm. are some parameters that are kind of predefined. So there's, I would say it's kind of acts as a guardrail, but it's kind of, you know, there's limits to what the outcomes can be. I mean, the outcomes, if you take, I don't know, maybe three or four different terms that are negotiated, then if you start calculating the different outcomes, it's a large number. So that's where AI is good at. So it can quickly analyze all of the possible outcomes and provide the best possible outcome to both parties. So yeah, there's this value function, there's the parameters, and it's kind of, you can't get an outcome that is outside of the range that is kind of predefined.
Okay. But how long are these negotiations usually?
Great question. I should have looked that up. But as much as I've tested and tried, then if you click through the negotiation, then you know it can be minutes. But I guess it depends on the structure of the company as well. Maybe the person negotiating needs to, you know, go back to I don't know, their team lead to kind of get approval for something. So I think the links are available for a couple of days. It's something that you can adjust, but it is relatively kind of a smooth and fast process.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But I understand that AI is in the mix, right? How do you?
Yeah, there is AI, definitely. In our name, definitely. Pactum AI.
Pactum AI.
Definitely. AI. I mean, it's, I guess we might need to kind of break it down a little bit. So as I mentioned, there's this thing called the value function. And there's some, you know, parameters, and there's this chat. We shouldn't confuse chat with kind of a generative AI, large language model type of like interactive chat. What we do currently is we rely on kind of this more rule-based AI approach. The chat itself is kind of predefined. It's we call it a flow, a chat flow. We do use AI there, like generative AI, to help us build the flow, for example. But we currently do not use generative AI in kind of the supplier-facing negotiation. I guess the main reason there is that as we're working with large customers, large companies, trust is a big thing there, right? Mm-hmm. So we cannot currently trust generative AI enough to carry out these negotiations. So we are using generative AI definitely in a lot of less riskier parts of the whole kind of negotiation, the building process and the setup and etc. But the actual negotiation itself is kind of this like a glorified decision tree.
But what is the most, you mentioned like the dangerous part in negotiation. What is the most dangerous part in the negotiation?
I mean, that's a great question. So in our case, I mean, I would like to think that we have kind of by like the way we have designed the negotiation engine and everything around it, it's we have tried to kind of minimize the risks as possible. As I mentioned, if we were to use generative AI in kind of supplier-facing part of the negotiation, where we take plain text or kind of free-form input from a supplier and we provide, you know, direct output from an LLM, then I would say this is considered as high risk, especially in our company. And this currently, we thus we haven't implemented it.
But you're a security guy, right? Enough about business. Let's talk about security. So, what are the kind of like cybersecurity challenges there? So, my idea is that whenever we introduce some kind of a new system, idea, technology into the digital realm, we open up like a potential new attack surface.
Definitely. And this attack surface is, I mean, I would say there's still a bit of kind of fog of war. We don't know exactly everything about kind of everything that's related to this kind of, you know, generative AI, the MCP servers, etc. There's a lot of unknowns still. But I would say in general, we face this, you know, similar challenges as any other kind of software as a service provider. There isn't anything very special in terms of like how we protect our systems and how we protect the data that is entrusted to us.
What is the thing that keeps you up at night? Huh?
That's a great question. I don't think there's one specific thing that keeps me up at night. I think it's, as I said, it's pretty similar to any other SaaS. Yeah, let me think about it for a second.
Maybe there are multiple things that you know, yeah, are, I mean, in your nightmares.
Yeah, especially when listening to today's keynote, then I'm not sure if I can sleep tonight. as I learned that there's a lot of things that should be done better, or I mean, should be done more in terms of kind of using AI.
That is so true. So, but data confidentiality must be a big focus for you.
Yeah, definitely. As I said, we're negotiating contracts, right?
Yeah.
So our customers entrust us with their confidential, some even say strategic data. Mm-hmm. So we really need to kind of make sure that this data is kept safely and accessible only to the services or people who really need to have access to it. So I guess, you know, we kind of employ a defense in depth strategy. You know, all client data is encrypted, both in transit and at rest. We host everything in a well-known cloud provider, and we allow the customers to also choose if they want to keep their data in the US or in the EU because of, you know, the different regulations, GDPR especially. You know, kind of this standard stuff, you know, least privilege, MFA everywhere. We provide SSO solutions for our customers as well, so they can securely access their data. But I guess the most important part is that we enforce strict data segregation, in a sense that we never kind of use one customer data for the bettering of the service of another customer. We only kind of use anonymized usage data that is kind of general, kind of how long a negotiation took, what is the best strategy, we don't even go kind of in our data that we use for bettering our service. We don't go into the kind of detail of, you know, kind of the exact item that was negotiated, because, you know, this already can kind of give away the data owner. So yeah.
So I think that one question in everyone's mind here is that so could an attacker attempt to manipulate the negotiation?
Sure, I trick. Mean, you can attempt anything. But yeah, as I mentioned already, the way that we have designed the negotiation currently, we have taken this into consideration, and the system is built in a way where you can't go outside of the predefined ranges. So, I mean, if the negotiation, like, if there's not an agreement, then there won't be an agreement. If something doesn't add up, if both parties, I mean the AI and the supplier, don't come to an agreement, then there won't be an agreement. That's it.
But there's a process, and at the end of the process, there is a human that says that it's an okay deal.
Well, I guess, you know, I guess the reins are or the power is with the supplier. They get given an offer, and then they can accept it. They can not accept it. They can counter. Yeah, and I guess in the end of the day, if they don't reach an agreement, then we will just, you know, have this information on the dashboard for our client, and then they can decide what to do next, you know, either call them or maybe, you know, try again. Yeah.
And when I'm thinking about the business process and the technology behind that, I think that you are also integrated into enterprise systems, like your customer systems, ERPs, warehouses, I don't know, logistics, whatever there is. It's like really intimate touch into the customer space, right?
Yeah. I mean, we offer our service kind of, you know, both ways. You can integrate, you don't have to integrate. So yeah, we of course integrate with, you know, SAP Ariba, Coupa, and we also have kind of a standard RESTful API, which you can use to integrate with, you know, your other proprietary systems. I mean, we use kind of modern, secure API standards, OAuth, for example, to connect with their systems. And we always work with the customer IT teams to when we're kind of setting up this implementation, because, you know, larger enterprises, they have large teams, and people need to do something. And then, work with them on an integration.
Pactum and NeverHack are in partnership. So you have been a long customer for NeverHack Estonia. And I know that we have done multiple penetration tests on your platform. From your perspective, why is regular pen testing important?
I guess for a company like us, which, you know, we're kind of on the cutting edge of this agentic AI, this regular penetration test is not something that, you know, it's not optional for us. We need to know what's going on. So it's, for us, it's a proactive measure to kind of see the state of our services. I guess I answered it.
Yeah. So from the last kind of like tests that we have done, what have been the outcomes or like benefits or something that you didn't know?
I mean, of course. I mean, it's like, you know, it's not just, you know, getting the report. It's the whole kind of workflow around it, like how we work with your team. This is very important for us, that the kind of actual pen testers, the team that's been assigned to us from NeverHack, that they actually try and understand the actual service, how it works, what does what. And I'm glad to say that with NeverHack, this kind of partnership has worked very well and kind of looks like the guys care what they're doing.
I know the guys, they are.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And in terms of like outcomes, of course, I mean, I would say it's always good to find something that you didn't know about. And there's always something that we didn't know about. And
Maybe the future pen testers will are like social engineers of LLMs, huh? What do you think?
I personally recently just participated in a kind of, let's say, a CTF kind of like hacker challenge and tested a lot of different AI solutions, which I would say there's a long way to go to use them in a kind of corporate setting where you really need to count hours and provide service to a customer, but it's getting there.
So thank you, Margus, for coming to the show. The end of the first session on the on our track here, and enjoy the rest of the event.
Thank you.